Riggs and Alley, rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Alley.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great has a record of 48 wins, only been beaten 8 times. You think of somebody famous. Like I thought of Chrissy Metz the other day from This Is Us, and he guessed it. Using only yes or no questions. 799-1037, we play every morning around this time. Let's bring Gibbons the Great into the studio. Come on in, man.
Hey, back what's in. Going on? It's colder than a witch's. You know what's out there. You got me out there in the cold.
I know. Those are fantastic looking nipples, Gibbons the Great.
Oh, they could cut glass, let me tell ya.
They're showing through his loincloth. Justin. Justin in West Dallas, good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
I'm ready to try.
Let's do this.
All right, on your brain, is there someone who really exists?
Yes.
Could this maybe be a female, perhaps?
Nope.
Has this person already passed on?
Nope.
Maybe this is an actor?
Yeah.
You got a white person on your brain?
You got that correct.
Is this someone who's mostly in funny things?
Yeah.
Could you be thinking of someone who is in every episode of a TV show?
Nope.
Perhaps this person was in the movie Grown Ups?
No, I don't think so.
Could you be thinking of someone possibly who's more than 60 years old?
I don't think so.
Is this person's hair very curly?
Yeah.
Maybe you're thinking of someone who's often wearing business attire.
No.
Was this person very popular back in the 1980s?
Yeah.
Maybe somebody related to the Ghostbusters franchise?
No.
Is this a creator of music?
No.
Perhaps this person's ever been the main character in a movie?
Yeah.
Maybe this is someone associated with Toy Story?
Nope.
Are you thinking of a tall person?
No, I'd say average.
On your brain, is there someone who's played the role of a stoner?
Yeah.
Oh, one of those pot-smoking hippies. All right, me got it here.
The
that
devil's
was
lettuce.
That was gave it away for
right?
The great was the pot-smoking.
You
the
know weed
me got
clue.
It here.
No, I got this.
Let
Who
me
is it?
Clear up my crystal ball. You'll be thinking of the weed. So, Mr. Pauly Shore.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Yep. I know a lot about Pauly Shore because I'm a big Pauly Shore fan.
And I saw him once at a restaurant in L.A. and he peed next to my friend Russell, which yeah. I told you. He was next to Silent Bob, remember?
Was yeah.
He, was in like the 2000s, like early, maybe, maybe the late 90s when they were actually famous. Let's be real.
Was him using him real voice or was him the weasel? Me got to know.
I don't know. He we was call eating the, breakfast.
We call the fax machine in the office Pauly Shore because it never really works.
Oh,
what?
Cold. That's cold.
What?
His mom does own that, or his mom owned that comedy. I mean, he's pretty rich.
Yeah, his mom does. He didn't work there.
If my dad owns Walmart, I'm rich, okay? That's all I gotta say.
That's right.
Right. Trust fund, baby. Hey, thanks for playing Pauly Shore this morning.
Hey,
have a good one, Justin. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time with Gibbons the Great on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.